USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A new special counsel is being assigned in the Hunter Biden investigation. White House correspondent and attorney John Decker said that he was surprised by this new development.
We knew that David Weiss had written to Congress in July indicating that he had not requested that a designation of special counsel, and here we are a month later, and that's exactly what he did.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on Friday said Weiss requested a special counsel status this week as the investigation continues. The founder of collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX is being sent back to jail ahead of his fraud trial. A judge revoked Sam Bankman-Fried's bail Friday. The decision came after federal prosecutors accused Bankman-Fried of tampering with witnesses. The family of Gilgo Beach murder suspect Rex Huerman is exploring legal action for the way investigators allegedly left their Massapequa Park home. Vesmitev represents Rex Huerman's two children and says the home is in shambles, adding that's why the family spends so much time outside.
They can't be inside. The house is in shambles. It's ransacked. It was run over through roughshod, okay? So it's not as if they don't want to be inside their house, but the conditions inside are deplorable, and they were left in a deplorable conditions.
Asa Elrup's attorney, Bob Macedonio, says a 1 or 2 foot pathway is the only way for the family to get through the home, noting they've been sleeping on foam mats on the floor. Maui residents still can't believe the wildfires that destroyed their paradise. Lahaina business owner Alan Pickard says he wanted to visit his gallery before it went up in flames.
Well, as I approached, all of a sudden the street exploded in flame. I never got to my building.
Governor Josh Green says the fires left thousands homeless and destroyed up to 1,000 buildings. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Fox Corporation's top lawyers planning to step down.
Friday's announcement said Chief Legal and Policy Officer Viet Dinh will leave his role at the end of the year and become a special advisor to the company. Dinh joined the media giant in 2018 after serving as an assistant U.S. Attorney General under President George W. Bush. The news comes months after Fox agreed to a $787.5 million defamation settlement with Dominion Voting Systems over claims about the 2020 presidential election. I'm Brian Shook.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking on the criminal tax investigation of Hunter Biden.
It just seems to me that they're going to find a way to give him some type of soft glove treatment, and I don't understand why you would appoint this guy to be the special counsel, but we've come to expect that.
While campaigning in Harlan, Iowa, DeSantis said the president's son would be in jail by now if he were a Republican. His comment was in response to the news a special counsel was appointed in Hunter's case. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's ready to take on his former boss in the first Republican presidential debate if he shows up. Pence told The Hill while in Iowa, he has been preparing for this debate my whole life, his words, saying he spent his life in the conservative movement. Jeff Bezos and fiancé Lauren Sanchez are pledging $100 million toward recovery in Hawaii. On social media Friday, Sanchez announced the creation of a Maui Fund. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it